This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday morning, for most of you, Wednesday at some point in time, I hope. This amounts to is Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2014. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. My given name is Dudley, and some people use that. Some people, I think there's a little of that floating around on the Internet or Facebook or whatever it is. People have fun with a name. Help yourself. Doug Dudley, not important, issues of the day and how they affect you. And this hour is aimed at detailed, in-depth conversation about things like the birth control ruling, the Supreme Court making announcements about the basic nature of what is right and what is wrong. And people agree or people disagree. Citizens United, I completely disagree with them about that. Many of the rulings I disagree, although there are three or four that have been made this year, this spring, that I think are outstanding, frankly. And I don't know, frankly, in this case, I don't care. This ruling means nothing to me, but it does mean a lot to a lot of people who are all worked up about it. Republicans call it a win for religious freedom. At least some Republicans are saying that. The decision of the Supreme Court, they say, is further evidence the country's new health care law is deeply flawed. Yeah, I think we can mostly all agree on that. The claims of victory arrived almost immediately after the High Court ruled that some companies need not provide contraception to women as required by the Obama policy achievement that's called Obamacare. Republicans for years have tried to make inroads with a couple of groups that tend to favor Democrats, women and younger voters. And as popular as the court's decision will be with the Republican base, it's likely to be just as unpopular this year and into 2016 with those who depend on insurance to pay for birth control, a group that includes, obviously, women and younger voters. The thought of your boss telling you what kind of birth control you can and can't get is pretty offensive and certainly is motivating to women to vote, says the president of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood plans to spend several million dollars this year to campaign for certain Senate candidates. I don't know whether that means they can use money to try to work against certain candidates. The ruling was 5-4, as I'm sure you've heard, that the Hobby Lobby company, there are a few companies that were out in front on this, holding religious objections that allowed them to opt out of health care's birth control coverage requirement. The ruling does not address the heart of the Affordable Care Act, though. It is a setback for Democrats, and it does amplify a long-standing argument from right-wingers that the law they call Obamacare intrudes on religious liberties as part of a larger governmental overreach. The government being accused of overreach is so simplistic, but yet so true. This is a clear and decisive defeat for the Obamacare and victory for the rights of Americans, said the guy who's the chairman of the RNC. He's a gas bag, and what he says doesn't make much difference, but you can be sure they'll use this to raise money for Republican candidates. So what was interesting, however, was my observation is that a lot of the Republicans are careful to avoid mentioning the impact on women and their reproductive rights, underscoring the balance that the Republicans have to strike as they work to improve their image among women. The party is recovering from a series of pretty insensitive comments made by some who were running in 2012, including U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin. Remember him in Missouri? What an idiot. His campaign crumbled after he said women's bodies were able to avoid pregnancy in cases of legitimate rape. The guy was a moron. Republicans have to be careful about not appearing as though they're anti-contraception. This is a constitutional issue, says Katie Packer Gage, who is a strategist for the Republicans. Her firm advises GOP candidates on navigating women's issues. Reinforcing the decision on Monday, the High Court left in place lower court rulings in favor of businesses that object to covering all methods of government-approved contraception. The action was a strong indication that the earlier decision extending religious rights to closely held corporations applies broadly to the contraceptive coverage requirement in the new health care law, not just for pregnancy prevention methods and devices that the court considered in its ruling. The orders apply to companies owned by Catholics who oppose all contraception. Cases awaiting action pending resolution of this case this week. Polls suggesting that most people, majority of women, think for-profit companies should be required to cover the cost of birth control. A survey conducted in May found 90% of Americans, including 88% of Republicans, see the use of birth control as morally acceptable. What say you about this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Lots of comments. You want to follow him on Facebook. Coming up next year on Good Day, a gentleman named Garrett Epps adds more fuel to the fire or flames when it comes to the decision that was made and how it affects you. So that's coming right up here. Stay tuned to Good Day. I'm Doug Stephan.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Stephan with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, get ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston Adams. It was Boston.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Did you know that 11 states have sued the government for hiding its secret deals with outside interest groups? These groups routinely file lawsuits, and the government settles them out of court, an easy way to cut the states out of the process. It is referred to as sue and settle, and has become a common practice. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize that one of the first principles of our republic is the people's right to know what their government is doing and why. When any agency denies a legitimate request for copies of public records, it violates that sacred principle of freedom. Some states are angry enough to fight for that principle. All of us should be.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
So we have with us Professor Garrett Epps, who's from the law school, the University of Baltimore, former staff writer for The Post, written for The New York Times, New Republic, New York Review, et cetera, et cetera. He has an interesting take on the Supreme Court ruling on Hobby Lobby. Professor Epps, thanks for joining us here on Good Day. You wrote, courts, of course, must often balance the rights of one group, employees say, against those of another, employers, perhaps. Employees don't always win, nor should they. What does the majority ruling on the Hobby Lobby situation come across to you as being? What's the significance of it?
Well, this is a very broad decision and potentially quite troubling. It's really not just...
troubling for whom?
Well, it's troubling for employees in particular because the court, in essence, just writes their interests in employee benefits out of the law. They discuss the entire question in terms of the employer's objection and conscience to their employees having access to contraception. And it would be one thing for the court to say, well, we balance this religious freedom right on one hand against the interests of the employees in receiving fair pay, but they don't. They basically put it in scare quotes. They say the government argues that, you know, there's an interest in protecting the employees, and then they put quotes around gender equality, but we really don't see that as even present in the record. Alito is a magician, and he made the Hobby Lobby employees disappear.
All right, so the effect of this, long-term, short-term, is this just a dumb ruling there? And I'm curious as to your thoughts on some of the other rulings that have been announced this week as well.
Sure. We also had yesterday the Harris versus Quinn result, which is really precisely the same thing. It had to do with the ability of public employees unions to represent home health care workers. And Justice Alito basically dismisses the workers' interest in having a union. He says the state can pay them more money without a union, that all they have to do is decide to do that. And then he says, it's quite remarkable, he cites a sort of New Deal era law that says that maids and house servants do not have a right to join unions, and basically says that these trained home health care providers are just really people's maids, and what are they doing messing around with the union? It's a little bit breathtaking.
The spin that you have on these two are interesting. What other ruling? Do you think there is any good ruling that has come out of the Supreme Court? Never mind just the announcements made this week. What about this session?
Well, we had a couple of cases that going in seemed to promise some real scary results, in which the court was united in sort of turning down the chance to go off the edge. Obviously, everyone's aware that they held that people's cell phones cannot be searched by police incident to an arrest without a warrant.
That was a unanimous decision.
It was
right?
9-0, and it's really quite quite an important victory for the privacy of ordinary people, because we run into police all the time, and police can constitutionally arrest you even for not wearing a seatbelt. So the chance for the cops to get unfettered access to people's cell phones was really quite serious if the court had come out the other way.
What about the recess appointments that the Obama administration has been making, or the impact of those recess appointments, generally speaking, going forward?
Well, there was a very limited set of recess appointments before the court, and that were appointments that were made to the National Labor Relations Board during a period where the Senate was holding these sort of faux sessions every 3 days. A senator would show up and say, the Senate is in session, the Senate will adjourn, and the whole thing took about 2 minutes. The point of the sessions being to prevent the president from making appointments. And the president said, I don't believe the Senate's really in session, I'm going to make the recess appointments. Now, that was probably an overreach. In fact, the court held 9-0 that it was.
Right. Yeah.
The danger was that this would open up the recess appointment power to be gutted, and that did not happen.
Garrett Epps is a professor of law at the University of Baltimore Law School. Thank you, sir. 21 after on Good Day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Presenting some Janis Joplin music because an interesting story relating to her performing, even though there's not anything about Janis Joplin I have ever thought was good.
Really? Because I always feel like I'm the only one. I can't stand her either.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, my God.
Nothing about Janis Joplin that appeals to me. Never has?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what is good about that? I mean, she's screeching.
She's got soul, man.
She has soul. To me, she's a noisy, annoying...
She's a screamer. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Correct.
But she has got so much emotion.
For you, yeah, we get that. We know you like her, and that's cool. A lot of people did. That's why she was successful.
Right.
And that's why... The Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Doug, we're having a fair and balanced conversation about Janis Joplin. That's
amazing, isn't
it? Yeah.
But do you believe it? Like, if she performed that night after night, do you really believe that she has emotion or she's just screaming?
Well, part of it is drug-induced, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, she's got a lot of soul.
Rolling Stone reporting on a series of musical stamps coming out this year. Took years of planning to come to fruition. Now that Jimi Hendrix has a stamp... been officially released as the first offering of the United States Postal Service's Music Icon Series. The agency has unveiled the official stamp for Janis Joplin. The stamp will be released next month, feature Janis Joplin smiling and wearing shades, surrounded by a psychedelic background and lettering evoking the sort of the look of the 60s, if you know what I mean. And there are 16 stamps. The biographical description says, quote, Janis Joplin was a groundbreaking singer whose powerful bluesy voice propelled her to the pinnacle of rock stardom. An icon of the 60s, she was known for her uninhibited and soulful performances. She's now recognized as one of the great rock singers of all time, as well as a pioneer who paved the way for other women in rock. How about that, Richie?
I'd agree.
Navigating.
I'm not a big, huge fan of the whole San Francisco psychedelic thing.
Right.
But, man, she had it.
Got a lot of attention.
A lot of it was negative, sadly enough.
Most of those idiots killed themselves, so
yeah.
What are you
going to
do?
All right, Richie, if you can quickly change the tone to a Madonna tune, I have something that is of interest and importance to those people who are followers of Madonna. Who is here that follows Madonna, who likes Madonna?
Me.
I'm old school Madonna.
Old school Madonna.
Yeah.
All right. So,
speaking of which, let's go to
Madonna
old school.
Is going to help her hometown of Detroit. You realize that she came from Detroit. Chicchione.
She can buy Detroit. Yeah.
Isn't that her name is Chicchione, I think.
It is.
Yeah. So she's contributing a lot of money to three different charities that are in the main, trying to improve conditions for those who have stayed in the Motor City. All four of the people who still live in Detroit
right.
With some benefit.
Actually, there's a good reason, though.
Good reason for her giving the money?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because her daughter's going to college in University of Michigan.
What's her daughter, LaDonna? What's her
Lourdes.
Daughter? Lourdes.
LaDonna.
LaDonna.
Mini Madonna.
Madonna and LaDonna.
I shall call her LaDonna.
Isn't there a popular, there's a, like LaDonna Harvey. Who's she? Radio person.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
There was nobody named LaDonna. Come on. 29 after, no, 28 after. On Good Day. Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support My Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know how often we have heard the following expression? It is what it is. Now, we usually say that when things don't go well. It's just our way of kind of pacifying ourselves. It is what it is. Well, there's a new way to really expand on that. What would happen if we would say, it is what it is, but it will become what you make of it? Absolutely the right way to think about it. Sure, things don't always go well. Sure, there are external forces that we think are always attacking us, that are always trying to make sure we fail. And you know what? There might be. But when they are, that's when we need to say to ourselves, we will become what we make of it. So the next time that you feel compelled, and you really shouldn't, to say it is what it is, add to that by saying, but it will become what I make of it, and I will make greatness of it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
And change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The hour is in-depth overview of some of the important hits in terms of News Talk Radio, and certainly the Facebook decision to tinker with your news feed and basically get to the bottom line sort of emotionally with the people has been something that will not stop with our discussion here. Going to get to that in a few minutes. Something that also has people worked up, and I think this is sort of the drama behind the drama that is 24, is something that I find fascinating. I find fascinating that I'm as attracted or involved in the program. I've never really been, well, that's not true. I used to be really involved in watching the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. That was something that I found really made it for me. Can I tell you, there are a lot of other shows that I've watched as a child. I watched The Lone Ranger and Hopalong Cassidy and, you know, that sort of thing. Gene Autry, The Range Rider, those things. But I didn't really feel a connection. During college, I was into The Tonight Show, never thinking that I would become friends later in life with Ed McMahon. A wonderful part of my adult life was spending time with him and enjoying his company and the world that he came from, learning a lot about that. But in the world of television per se, watching dramas on TV, I mean, I like some of the things. The Good Wife, I think, is an excellent program around now. Blue Bloods, I think, is an excellent program. You know, the NCIS shows, sometimes the LA one is a little too violent for me. I think Person of Interest is an interesting show, but I don't go out of my way to see these shows. If I'm handy by and they're on, I watch them. 24, a whole different story, and always has been since I first discovered it. This season, the amount of drama that has been created by the way they put this thing back together has been superb. Each show, each hour has been better than the one before. So for those of you who, I guess this is a spoiler alert, but at this point, by now, most everybody should have seen it, and either that or you're setting aside time on Friday. How smart were they at Fox? They get about a $10 million person hit on Monday night, and then they almost equal it on Friday nights. They play the same episode back again. So they've been pretty smart about this. The standby creation of Jack Bauer's character and his friendship with Chloe, the character who is the computer expert that I've been fortunate enough. This is not like me tripping over the names I'm dropping, but she and I became friends. We took a trip to Israel a few years ago and enjoyed each other's company. Wonderful. She's a wonderful person. A great husband, just had a new baby, and so I enjoyed getting to know her and watching her as her character is recreated. Understanding, we talked about this when we had, I think, any number of meals together, how really she feels 24 is such a part of her life. And in fact, 24 wouldn't really be the same without her. And they understood that. Here, in this year's episode, the love life, and that's something else that I thought of when I was watching her kiss this guy, Adrian, and then knowing who her real husband is and what he looks like. It's sort of one of those things that you chuckle about when you think about it. Anyway, Adrian, who is the fellow she's been involved with here, has turned out to be a sort of scurrilous fellow. He tells Chloe about what he plans to do with that override device, which has been part and parcel, an important part of the essence of this year's episodes.
What's going on?
I'm taking the override back.
Yates' device?
My device.
You told me that Yates designed it.
Yates engineered certain aspects of it, but I designed it. He stole it from me and modified the U.S. drone system just so he could sell it to terrorists and line his own pockets. Never give a damn about the fact that it'd be worth far more.
What are you talking about? Far more than killing hundreds of innocent people?
I'm going to save lives, Chloe. Millions of them.
How?
I'm going to break into the world's arsenals and exploit the vulnerability in the firewalls. We're going to share that information with every nation on Earth. How effective could a country's weapon systems be if its adversaries could take control of them?
Not very.
Right. So one stroke in technological warfare is obsolete.
All right, so Chloe's beginning to figure out what's going on. Here, Jack, Kiefer Sutherland's character, tells Kate, who is the new operative, the CIA operative that he's working with, that Adrian and Chloe are working together.
What's your status?
We got Navarro, but he handed off the override device to Adrian Cross before I could get to him.
What does Adrian Cross have to do with any of this?
I don't know yet.
I'll put out an all-agency search on him now.
You can try, but Adrian Cross has spent the last decade eluding authorities. Kate, Chloe O'Brien was with him.
Jack, are you sure?
Positive, I saw her. I tried calling, but the line's dead.
That doesn't make any sense. Chloe's been helping us all day long. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have gotten to Margo in time.
I know.
You think O'Brien was playing us? Biding her time until we got the device back so she could give it to Cross?
My gut says no, but I can't be sure.
All right. Of course she wasn't. She'll be important in the way they finished up the last two episodes. Here, Kate finds out that her husband, who was arrested for selling intel to the Chinese, was framed by that son of a gun, Navarro.
What was he trying to recover?
Some files that Navarro was working on sometime last year and then deleted. Those files, they contain classified material that was supposedly leaked to the Chinese by your husband. The intel originated from Navarro.
You're telling me Navarro was the one who sold the intel to the Chinese, but he made it look like my husband did it. He set my husband up.
Pretty amazing stuff. What drama. All right, so anyway, I feel like a salesperson from Fox. But you make your own. At this point, it's hard to get into the story because they're already 10 hours into what is going to be a 12-hour season, but still pretty exciting and pretty compelling stuff. All right, back now to the matter at hand, now that we've had a little respite here, to Facebook, apparently, according to the story that's at DougStephan.com from today's show, apparently Facebook thinks we're all lab rats. Facebook apparently routinely adjusts its users' news feeds, testing out the number of ads they see, the size of the photos that appear, often without people like you and me who have Facebook accounts knowing what was going on. It is all for the purpose, the company says, of creating a more alluring and useful product. But last week, Facebook revealed it had manipulated the news feeds of about 500,000 randomly selected users to change the number of positive and negative posts they saw. was part of a psychological study to examine how emotions can be spread on social media. Company says users consent to this kind of manipulation when they sign the terms of service. However, that argument has not been accepted particularly well. And if you look at the comments that are all over the place on Facebook, you understand how angry people are. I'm just reading one post. I can understand why some people have concerns about this. Facebook is hardly the only internet company that manipulates and analyzes consumer data, say the people that are responsible for making these decisions. Facebook didn't do anything illegal. They didn't do right by their customers, however, says a technology analyst. Doing psychological testing on people crosses the line. So what say you on this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or comment Facebook.com. Oops, maybe not on Facebook.com. How about Twitter at Good Day Show? Up next, Greg Stebbin takes a look of what Facebook has done. So stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Govond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34!
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Govond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Govond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus.
Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stephan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Do you have too much credit card debt and outstanding medical bills? Are you getting collection calls? Do you feel overwhelmed? You are not alone. Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will work with your creditors so you don't have to negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments that will fit your budget and stop those annoying collection calls, providing you with a plan to become debt-free amazingly fast. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditor. There is no hard sale, no big upfront fees, and we are truly here to help you. But you have to make the call. If your resolution for 2014 is to get out of debt and stay out, call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Focus on Facebook now. Editor from Men's Health Magazine, Greg Stebbin, is here with some background information. Actually, the story, Greg, is posted at DougStephan.com from today's show. As far as I can figure here, we're all lab rats for Facebook. They routinely adjust its users' name, news feeds, testing out the number of ads they see, or the size of the photos that appear, often without their knowledge. It is for the purpose of creating a more alluring and useful product, so they say. But what happened last week that annoyed lots, hundreds of thousands of people, in fact, right?
I think annoyed might be understating it, Doug. And this actually happened in 2012, but it was announced last week. They did a test. So they've always been experimenting with your news feed, and that shouldn't surprise anyone. There's more stuff to go in your news feed than can possibly get there, so they have to filter it, and they use an algorithm to do it, and the algorithm is designed, to keep you interested, to keep you coming back for more.
Let's explain, Greg, what we mean by referencing news feed. From what sort? What kind of news are we talking about?
Well, it's photos from your Aunt Martha and updates from your friends. I mean, this is just the stuff that all the people you're connected with on Facebook.
As the information they post scrolls down your Facebook page, most people think, okay, if Bob, Mary, Jim, and Tina post something, I'm going to see it all. But not so fast. Facebook likes to get in there and kind of tweak it a little bit so that you see certain things, and this was part of the experiment, right, Greg?
That's right, and we should not leave out the fact that some of the things in your news feed are advertising as well. So
correct.
They're tweaking all of that all the time. So in 2012, they did a little extra tweaking or testing, and they gave 700,000 people either a little more positive news from their news feeds. It was stuff that they might have gotten anyway, but they skewed it a little more positively or skewed it a little more negatively to see how those people reacted. Did the positive stuff make people post more positive messages? Did the negative stuff make people post more negative messages? That was the point of the test.
And did they release the results?
They did. They actually published the results in a journal, and that's where this whole upset and blow up has come. People were stunned that this kind of testing was done on humans. And by the way, there are lots of rules in academia about testing on humans, and it's not clear whether Facebook did or did not adhere to those rules. And I think, surprisingly to me, people were surprised that this kind of testing could be done and would be done, whereas I looked at it and thought, of course you would do this. If I owned Facebook, I would do exactly the same thing.
When you sign up for Facebook, you click the little button that says basically they can do anything they want to. It's their information. You're on their page.
You can send to
here's an interesting wrinkle to what you just said. Yesterday it was being reported exactly what you just said. You agreed to things that included research with your data and your Facebook profile.
Right.
It appears now overnight that those terms of service were actually updated to include the word research 4 months after this test was done.
So you've clicked on something. They say you clicked on, and yet they added that after the fact. So are people going to sue Facebook?
When you agree to the terms and conditions, at that point, they had not had research in there.
Well,
they added it.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that Facebook said you had agreed to this in response to this whole blow up about their research. Others, reporters, have said that you agreed to research. Facebook ever said that.
I see the company saying users consent to this kind of manipulation when they agree to the terms of their service. The judgment of the Internet, however, suggests that this is not a universally accepted explanation. You can say, well, who reads all the fine print? Well, people with lawyers will tell you that's what the fine print is there for. You better read it. And it's the
old have to assume.
You just summed it up really well, Doug. I mean, I think the fact that they agreed to have this information published suggests that they didn't think they did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So to me, one of the biggest surprises of this whole issue is that they're surprised that people are upset. That is a bit shocking. I think they need to do some work, not just on their thinking about policy like this, but also their public relations, because they should shouldn't have been surprised.
Well, I think they apologized. The guy who was responsible for the study, Adam Kramer, posted a public apology on his Facebook page saying, I can understand why some people have concerns about it. My co-author and I are very sorry.
Greg, in 10 seconds, did the positive posts post more positive and negative post more negative?
Yes, slightly.
Slightly. Okay. Interesting.
All right. There's the story. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. Interested in technology. A lot of great writing there. Greg takes good care of that. Thank you, Greg, for being here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's something that everybody seems to be talking about this week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
One of the interesting things about being on the air is that over the years I've met a lot of interesting people. 53 after the hour right now. I have introduced the audience in the main to Akos Jankura before. He is a fellow that is well known not only here in this country, but in Canada where he is a native and around the world as being one of the number one pitchmen. I don't know, can you be either a number of number ones? Or maybe I can just say, Akos, that it's you're at the top of your game. You're one of a few who are in this club.
Well,
it really is. It is.
Thank you very much. It is a kind of a club. It's have a fun at your job. What kind of a job is that? It's an awesome job.
Right, it is. So look at the fun we have on the radio. You and I spend an hour together when you're here. I'm glad that John Cremins, who is also a part of our 9 o'clock East Coast time hour, which is all about inventions, the hours called My Cool Inventions, you came up with this after all these years on Home Shopping Network and QVC selling products. Did you, as a kid, I always like to probe into people who are around me. As a kid, were you someone who was always sort of, someone who sort of has it in his blood, did you start selling things like, Ed McMahon loved to tell everybody the story about being at 18 on the boardwalk in Atlantic City selling the Ginzu knives or whatever he was selling.
Well, we've all did a little bit of that. I sold Christmas cards in my mother's hairdressing salon, but little known fact no one knows about me, I couldn't utter a sentence in total till I graduated from college. I had an extreme stuttering problem.
Really?
And so my selling activities were done a lot without sentences.
So how would you have pitched something? Just give us an example of how you might have pitched something when you were that age.
Well, my mother had a salon, so I got it hooked up with some greeting card company, and I would be the young hair washer, and of course I would solicit people with these catalogs, and I'd collect all their orders. My father was annoyed, and he was a math teacher. My mother finally said to him, he goes, "Stop being annoyed. I think he's taking down more money than you are at your job."
So at what point did you feel like, it was just going through a little while ago, the people, the wealthiest people in terms of radio broadcasting, at what point do you feel like you knew you'd found the right thing and you were going to be a success? And then when do you think, in your own mind, you achieved that success?
Well, I had a television agent. I was working trade shows, selling, just like Ed McMahon, I was selling, actually, oddly enough, knives, Ginsu knives. And I was recruited to go on TV, and my first airing ever in my life was a knife show called the Sharpenhausen Knives up in Canada. I cut myself live on air, bled everywhere, and they did crazy glue. By the way, crazy glue is the trick to that. Now, that stops the bleeding right away.
Crazy glue on cuts stops the bleeding.
Yeah, but I have to warn you, it's not nothing. It hurts like you've never been, it hurts like crazy, but there's no blood. And I came off air, I apologized, and they looked at me and said, "What are you apologizing for? We've never had dollars per minute that high for a long time." And then the woman came up to me and said, "What are you doing Sunday?" And I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing Sunday? Because how about going down to seeing In the Kitchen with Bob and Bob Bowersox down in QVC?" And that's where my career really got started, when I was at QVC. And we sold out there also, just wiped.
So what is it that you have that other people don't have?
I think what happens is, I love to demonstrate. I love to be a little entertaining. And I think sincerity, I think, sells. I try to coach everybody who falls under my tutelage as far as pitching, is to be sincere, because I think that's what people really want. They want to hear the truth. They want sincerity. They want good value. And if you can sort of muster all that together in a pot, you can come up with a pretty good pitch.
So, you have a pitch for us. I always love to hear your pitches. You got about a minute or so for one of your famous. This is Akos Jankura's, one of his famous pitches.
I just came off air at HSN just moments ago, jumped on the mic here, and I was selling my security sleeves. These are sleeves that protect your credit cards from being electronically pickpocketed, these RFID chips. And we just had a huge airing there, because you slip your credit card in here and no one can electronically pickpocket you.
I'm so into these things.
You walk into one of those fast food places or gas stations, you wave your card, but you know what? For $80, you can buy one of those scanners online also.
$80.
I actually bought one. I actually own one. I was watching HSN a few moments ago. You would have seen me using it. And these sleeves are invaluable. How much, how inconvenient it is for you when you lose your credit card or somebody electronically pickpockets you. How about no more inconvenience? For $19.99, put your credit card in one of these sleeves, and we're not going to give you one. I'm going to double the offer. You buy one, you get one free. That's two of them, and you know what I like to do, Doug? A double. That's when you buy one, get one, then double the whole thing again. Four of them for $19.99, and just for a little icing on the cake, a couple BOGOs, I'm going to throw in a passport sleeve for you, free shipping and handling. Four credit card sleeves, a passport sleeve, free shipping and handling. Call 1-888-877-0490, 1-888-877-0490. MyCoolGadgets.com, HSN.com. How'd I do? All right?
That's very good. Connect to it, actually, at DougStephan.com as well. All right. Got the inside story of one of America's great pitchers, Akos Jankura, here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.